Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Austin Price with the buzz out of Knoxville. Presented by Junk Be Gone Nashville. Whether it's a home clean out or complete remodel, Junk Be Gone has the answer. 615-398-2899. That's 615-398-BUZZ or junkbegonenashville.com.
Welcome back to the Midday 180, served up by Wendy's here on 104.5 The Zone.
I almost had to go into emergency mode. I got locked out there. I went out in the club section. I was texting the three of you, but somebody answered my call.
Eventually, we would have seen it. If you weren't here through this segment, someone would have gone looking
for
it.
Well, the texting would have.
Yeah, we would have seen the text, too. We didn't have to see a text to know that Austin Price from BallQuest.com is on with us. All you had to do was listen to that music. His intro music every week. Austin Price joins us for the VolQuest Report right now. Austin, how are you? Are you back at work now, or are you off golfing in some exotic location?
I'm back to the grind, boys. Back to the grind.
What does the grind include this time of year? Out of honest curiosity, with what you're doing and what you're following, is it all recruiting for you right now?
Well, you know, a lot of it's recruiting. You know, and then part of my schedule, you know, starting to line up stuff for our high school things here in Knoxville for our TV games on Thursday night. You know, that all that gets cranked up here in short order. And so, you know, it's right around the corner. You know, high schools will go full pads 2 weeks from today, and UT will start about 10 days after that. You know, then the actual really grind starts. Right now it's more of a depressing grind because I know it's getting ready to start. Like, you know, that train coming down the tracks, you can see it coming from a mile away. It's moving slow, but it'll eventually get here.
Austin, I'm looking through VolQuest, and I've been noticing you're scouting the opponent series on the site with some of Tennessee's upcoming opponents for this season. One of those you have on there is BYU. To me, that is such an important game for Tennessee to win at home, because winning four non-conference games this year is huge for that team, and suddenly put 7 or 8 wins as a possibility, as opposed to kind of getting out of that 5-6 win range. How big is that BYU game? I know it's a long way away right now, but you guys have the scouting the opponent up with them right now. How big in your eyes is that game for Tennessee at home?
Well, it's massive, because I mean, if you really look at it, kind of put the schedule in third. You got the non-conference opponent, then you've got the core group of teams, and some of which you had very little success in recent years against Missouri, Vandy, South Carolina, and then Kentucky. And then you've got the other four opponents being Florida, Georgia, Bama, and then Mississippi State. If you can win the four non-conference games, then you're going to win the other three. I mean, if you beat BYU, you're 4-0 in non-conference play. That's something you weren't a year ago. You were 3-1 because you lost to West Virginia. And then, you know, at some point, you think you have to flip the script against that second core group of teams. You know, can Tennessee eventually beat Will Muschamp? Can they get past Missouri? Can they turn the, you know, kind of the fortunes against Vanderbilt a little bit? You know, you start winning those games, all of a sudden you're looking at, you know, house money with the rest of the games you play. So I think that BYU game's big. I think it sets the tone. I think it establishes, you know, that this group would be undefeated 3-0 because the other two games are really weak opponents. Headed to Gainesville, and at that point, you're flying high. You know, you're flying high heading into Gainesville. Obviously, a game that Tennessee's not won down in the swamp since 2003. And so, but again, that's another house money type game if you're Jeremy Pruitt and company. So I think that BYU game sets the tone for the rest of the year. If you lose that game, I think doubt creeps down a little bit. But if you win that game, then you've got a group that's undefeated heading into conference play in late September.
So ESPN's Football Power Index has Tennessee favored in 9 of their 12 games. They have them going 9-3. I saw SEC Mike on Twitter point out that the ESPN Power Index has the SEC winning every non-conference game except for two, and both of those were against Clemson this upcoming year. So certainly it's not a it's not a barometer that's 100% foolproof. Do things like that put too much stock into returning players when you look at them? We've seen what Vegas has said about Tennessee, Austin, but the only thing I can think of with them having Tennessee favored in nine games is they're putting an awful lot of stock in Tennessee returning so many guys, even if some of those guys aren't great players.
Yep, I think that they put a ton of stock into number of starts. And when you look at, at Tennessee's roster, they've got a lot of guys that have, started a lot of games on bad football teams. And so I think that that's part of it. I think the schedule being a bit weaker than last year's schedule is part of it. And then just overall maturity. I mean, you've seen Garantano get better and better over his time here. And it's been in small increments. I think everybody's kind of betting on Jim Caney being the QB whisperer, and all of a sudden you have this huge jump for JG. And if that happens, then all of a sudden watch out. To me, everyone's talking about Trey Smith and Aubrey Solomon and all this stuff. To me, Garantano is the piece to the puzzle. You can't afford to lose him. If you lose him, this team probably is not making a bowl game. With him, they can get to that 8-win plateau. And you just look at the schedule that's set in front of them. But at some point, though, you have to understand, Vanderbilt don't view Tennessee the same way Vanderbilt teams did 15 years ago. They look at Tennessee as a game that they're going to win. And so all of a sudden you've got to overcome that. And, Vanderbilt obviously has got to replace some key parts like Shermer, but they still have Keyshawn Vaughn. And, that'll be a tough game for Tennessee. So will be Missouri. And then South Carolina's still got a talented team, even though they've got probably the toughest schedule in the country.
Yeah, Vandy seniors have never lost to Tennessee coming into this season. So they certainly view Tennessee a little bit different. When you look at the leadership on this team, obviously Jarrett Garantano is one of them, Austin, but are you hearing about guys or seeing guys kind of emerge in that group this offseason during workouts?
Well, I tell you one person that I think has really emerged in that role defensively. I mean, you think about Trey Smith, you think about Garantano on offense, think about probably Daniel Batuli on defense, and maybe a little bit of Daryl Taylor, but a guy that I think has grown up a lot is Nigel Warrior. And watching him, this summer in some settings, he has been really impressive. You can tell a kid that's just kind of gotten a little long in the tooth and, realized, he can have a huge impact, not just with his ability, but with his ability to lead off the field. And I think Nigel Warrior's a guy that really stepped forward this offseason and has done things the right way. And you can count on guys like Callaway and those guys doing it the right way. But I think Nigel Warner's the guy that I think really stepped up his leadership, Chad, from the end of last year to right now.
Austin, let's say Tennessee does not get good news on Gibbs and Solomon for this upcoming season, or the NCAA continues to drag their feet on an answer where they've already answered a lot of other schools. Does Tennessee get lawyers involved at that point? Could you foresee a situation where that happens?
I'm wondering if the players at some point do, the players that are involved. I mean, that's what you've seen a lot is, with those quarterbacks. A lot of those guys have gotten immediately eligible. They've had lawyers fighting on their behalf. And, I think it's obviously something that, if you don't get an answer before too long, then something's wrong. Because, you look back at the spring and, it was almost like, immediate eligibility for Justin Fields, Tate Martell, some of those quarterbacks, those high-profile quarterbacks that were looking to, move on to a greener pasture with a less flatted, quarterback room. Well, here we are 4 or 5 months later, and, there's been no decision on either one of Tennessee's two guys that they're transferred in here. So we'll be interested to see how all this plays out over the course of the next few weeks, but one would think that that does happen, Chad. Probably more on the players' part than the university.
So, Austin, we've talked so much about how Jarrett Garantano is going to be helped by the addition of Jim Chaney on that coaching staff. How much does Jim Chaney help Ty Chandler this year in terms of how to get him the football where he can be successful?
Well, I think Jim Chaney is going to be huge for Ty Chandler. There are two guys that I think that, you know, will get the ball a ton in Jim Chaney's offense, and that's Ty Chandler and Dominic Wood Anderson. I think both those guys are going to get plenty of touches. They're going to get plenty of looks. And I expect both of them to have ample opportunity to have a monster season, whether it be the last year for DWA or, you know, a junior year for a guy like Ty Chandler. I think both those guys get a ton of touches. And, you know, so I think that Jim Chaney's going to be big for both those guys. But much like a year ago, I expect to see Ty Chandler get the ball, you know, both by a handoff and then the ball out of the backfield in the throw game. Because I just think that Ty's proven to be a hot commodity with his hands.
Austin Price joins us every Monday and Friday here on the Midday 180 with his VolQuest report. Austin, thanks so much, man. We'll talk to you later this week.
All right. Thanks, man. Appreciate you, Chad.